it comes to the literacy, it's per se, there's a lot more, it builds on each other really. Like every piece that you learn, it kind of accumulates where, if you learn one thing, you need that for the next.
Hi, my name is Parker Parmsek. Welcome to the show. Today I'll be talking about electrical engineering and the importance of literacy. Just before we get started, here are a couple of words from our sponsor. This show is brought to you by Nike. Just do it. So, what's the importance of literacy? Well, without literacy, we would not be able to communicate with each other. It's essential to be literate if you want to contribute to society. The greater your literacy, the more you can accomplish. The more you master a certain literacy or specialize in, the more likely you are to get a better job, which could help elevate you economically. Literacy is a ticket for people to grow and create a career for themselves. First of all, what is electrical engineering? Electrical engineering is a discipline concerned with the study, design, and application of equipment, devices, and systems which use electricity, electronics, and electromagnetism. What does it take to achieve this literacy?
So I've taken, just about every math class in my community college, a couple of really intensive math classes here, and no, it's vital. Like that's those two classes in particular are actually the most important ones I think that I've used.
Well, before you can achieve literacy in electrical engineering, you have to achieve literacy in math, physics, and a bit from computer science. After years of that, then it takes years of dedication, mastering the concepts and circuitry that's involved with electrical engineering. It's not a particularly easy literacy to learn, but it's vital nonetheless.
So yeah, we've gone through a lot of circuit analysis, which is basically just, on paper, you analyze different parts of a circuit, different components, and there's always more new techniques that throw in, more complex circuits.
Where is this literacy used? Well, it's basically used everywhere in the world, or at least anywhere with an electric grid and places that use a lot of technology. Who teaches these people? Well, some examples of literacy sponsors are school, from elementary all the way to college. All the math and science is building off of each other. There's also a big incentive for people to become engineers because it pays well, and the demand for jobs is big. You almost always have work.
And just kind of talk with the teachers and like take an internship in the summer to kind of get the experience.
So what do? In electrical engineering, work in a variety of engineering industries: aerospace, automotive, chemical, construction, defense, electronics, consumer goods, marine materials and metals, oil and gas, pharmaceuticals, power generation, rail, telecoms, and utilities. Why does the literacy sponsorship matter? Without this literacy sponsorship, we wouldn't have electrical engineers. There wouldn't be anyone to make sure the planes are safe to fly, that our Wi-Fi works, that all of our appliances work. This is why the literacy sponsorship is so important. Therefore, I believe it's very important that math and science gets more sponsorship, because these are people working on planes. The better they are at their job, the safer we are. Also, a lot of our appliances will become more efficient and get better. The more we invest in them, the easier life gets for us. In short, electrical engineers are very important to this world. Without them, you wouldn't be sitting down listening to this podcast, and I wouldn't have been able to record this in the first place. So a special thank you goes to all the electrical engineers in the world.
To know how like the world works is an actual very interesting thing, because there's a lot of mystery around it. We can understand how these things works, but it just gives more questions to build off of. And I think when you can solve a problem, you can better lives for other people, and then you can also look towards new horizons, I'd say.
Thank you for listening in today. Hope you enjoyed the show, and don't forget to subscribe if you want to hear all things literacy.